Alright, hi, we're the Apprentices of the World. I'm Wesley.
I'm Nick.
I have chips. This is delicious.
Well, that's Chris, so we know who's going to be
ADHD?
No, who's going to be supplementing a large majority of words or input in this conversation.
Yeah. Dude, I love chips. They're like the best thing ever. Everybody should have a bag of chips always by their side.
Yeah.
Whatever chips you said, they're delicious. You may or may not enjoy them.
Anyways. So we're here again, and we're going to talk about the future, just a technological standpoint this time.
Like what will we see in about 20, 25 years from now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
continuing what topic, part two.
Jumps in technology do you think will happen in that time?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I don't really predict that much in 20 to 25 years. I mean,
I think a decent amount would happen, but not a whole lot.
I think medically, yes, we'll have quite a few better medical technology, but everyday tech, I don't see a whole... We'll probably just perfect what we have now, honestly, because I don't see androids or flying cars coming around in 20 to 25 years.
No, I see more hoverboards or phones are literally the size of your credit card.
There is a hoverboard out there.
They've actually made one.
It's giant, it's styrofoam, and it's filled with like 12 different fans, I think. It's got like a bunch of fans.
Oh yeah, I saw that. No, yeah, it's more better like Back to the Future.
No, Google actually did make a Back to the Future hoverboard.
Uh-huh.
But it would cost too much money to produce, is why they didn't go forward with it.
Yeah. It's possible to make it, it's just...
But, see, here's why I disagree with both of you.
Okay.
Is I can't remember the name of the law, but the exponential growth in technology is what it defines. And so, exponentially, we will grow in our technological field. And I'm already seeing cases of exoskeletons, of jetpacks, and all this shit. Flying cars, I don't think will happen because I kind of think corporations don't want that to happen.
Well, yeah, like I said, we won't really have anything new. We'll perfect what we have already. I don't see anything new and exciting coming out. Like people think will happen.
I think there will be one or two. I think there's going to be one or two major technological achievements that will change the world coming
like
Steven up.
Steven Jobs and iPhone.
I'm sorry,
I had to make that comment.
Kind of, but not really. Basically, from what I'm thinking, someone's going to come out with something that's...
Like a whole new invention that hasn't even been thought of, or probably thought of, but not even created yet. There's no prototype for it.
Something that has been conceived and mocked as impossible will become possible.
Like that one kid on the news who created energy out of fucking nothing. It spent like maybe like $5 on his invention, and it's basically free energy. What was it? He made like two antennas, and basically he was making energy out of the air around itself.
That was based off of Tesla's design.
Tesla made a lot of awesome stuff that was too advanced for his time, so people mocked it, along with Da Vinci. Both of those had technology far beyond what they had now, but there's just no way to make it at that time.
Well, no, and also, when Tesla died, all his stuff, his drawing, his diagrams, was confiscated by the government.
Why?
Because apparently he made a death ray.
That's awesome!
But, I mean,
that's cool.
His inventions also gave a concept of free universal energy.
Oh, yeah. He also created, like, the cell phone and stuff, or cell tower, whatever.
He pioneered the way for those.
He pioneered a lot of stuff.
He is the man that pioneered the way for the 21st century, and I'm thinking we're due...
We only have three of these. We only have three of these.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sad day.
I'm sorry. That was kind of random, wasn't it?
We knew who that was going to come from, but moving on.
I was just letting you guys know that we only have three of those.
But I think we're due for another Tesla, as so to say.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I think there'll be more than 25 years.
I don't think yet.
Yeah.
I don't think Tesla is due for at least another 50 years, honestly.
Well, the reason I say that is because Because I'm going back to the exponential growth factor. And we're about to hit another side of that curve that should rise us unimaginably. Because they're already making AIs.
Of course.
Really? Like, they've been
doing it for
years. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They have a robot that will not obey your commands if it puts the robot in danger.
That's awesome.
They have another robot that's designed to look like some celebrity, I think, that actually got interviewed.
Isn't there like an AI that was on a game show or something like that?
I don't know.
I just asked for the W. Will. He was on a... What is that show called? Jeopardy!
I lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah, he was on Jeopardy, and he was up against some other people and solving riddles and all that stuff, and they could actually do it, understand the concept of human riddles and stuff like
that. See, with all that...
You also have, like, Siri and Cortana and all that. Those are AI units that can understand human speech and answer it.
Yeah, but yeah. Not only that, but also...
It's limited in what it can do, but it's still a learning AI.
And it was a learning AI, that whoever it was. But I can't wait to actually get a Cortana. Like that fucking hologram shit.
Really?
We also became like, in the far future, like probably the far, far, far future, we each got our own personal AI we can custom design it to.
See, but I
know that will happen.
Huh?
I know that will happen.
Scared of AIs.
Why?
Well, okay.
Because of something like iRobot.
Skynet.
That's why.
No.
Or oh. Skynet.
Yeah, there I go.
that is a possibility.
That is a possibility. That's not why I'm scared. Okay, look at us humans. How long does it take us to evolve? Thousands of years.
AIs millions. Can do it in an instant.
AIs? Oh, look, a new software part. Take that, put it in. Instantly upgrade.
They could even make their own software to upgrade themselves.
Hold on.
That's my point.
There was a sci-fi book. I think it was Ray Bradbury. I want to say it was him. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was him. There's basically this learning AI, and they literally contained it within a microchip. Because if it added any software or ever got out to the internet, it would basically just learn and learn and learn and learn, and it learned that humans were obsolete in the evolution of the planet, and it tried to kill the humans, but it got trapped in microchip. And it was, seriously, it was terrifying.
That kind of sounds like Brainiac.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Was it that?
No, that's from, I want to say Marvel. No, DC. That's from DC.
Okay, maybe it was that. Yeah, I don't remember where it was from, but I remember reading about that.
Because Brainiac was basically a computer that AI and realized humans are stupid.
Ooh, Ultron. Ultron. I think that's where I got it, was Ultron.
From
Avengers.
From Avengers.
Yeah.
So it was not a book.
I remember it from. Well, Marvel is a comic book.
That is true.
Let's be real here.
We recorded.
Anyways, blooper reel.
I might make a blooper reel.
We need to.
So, on the topic of AIs, yeah, I'm afraid of them because they will overtake humanity in their learning and evolutionary prospects, and I think they will basically enslave us.
I don't know
the point of enslaving.
I don't think they would enslave us. I think they would just get rid of us.
That's a possibility too. I won't deny it.
Because honestly, I don't see why an AI unit would need to enslave us when it can just create robots to do the work. Kind of like bees. How bees have like the main brain, and then it has like worker drones. It has soldiers and so on and so forth. Like it would just basically create the army it needs or whatever parts it needs, and then just throw humans off Earth, kill them, whatever, just get rid of them.
I could see that, too. But, one of the things that is coming out recently that's kind of foreboding is driving cars.
I don't believe in that. Because there's just no safe way to have a self-driving car.
How is there, like, no safe way?
How do you mathematically prove which life you should save in a situation where if you swerve to the left, you save one life, but you're killing another. If you say going straight, you kill the driver. Which mathematical problem?
Well, there's also
literally you would have to redesign the whole traffic system, because having a self-driving car, there's just too many variables to make it usable. Because you have to think, not everybody's going to buy a self-driving car straight off the gate. So, say I have a self-driving car and Nick doesn't. Well, Nick's in front of me. I put my car on autopilot. Well, Nick hits the brakes. My car doesn't hit the brakes, and now my car's wrecked. See, it's...
Well, see, the thing is, it's not just going to go... Yes, there'll be sensors in other self-driving cars to tell it that this is another car, but the car itself will have too many fucking sensors to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Motion sensors in front, back, road sensors, everything. Which, I mean, they're actually not that far from, because I think Tokyo actually created a self-driving car. And yes, I was going to let you choke, Chris.
I know you were. Nick's over here dying of laughter.
I was just going to let you choke, because I was in the part of my middle of my important discussion. That's
funny, because I was just so close to doing that myself, but I saved it at the last second.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, no. Tokyo's actually created one, and they've test-driven it down the street.
Yeah, there are basically half self-driving cars. There's cars that do have sensors to, like, sense, oh, hey, this car is braking, better brake, or it'll send you signals, let you know.
Well, it doesn't know that it's, like the Tesla car, it doesn't know that a person is braking, it's just that the gap between them is shortening at a rapid rate, and the car has to register itself, hey, I gotta slow down too, or I'll hit the whatever's in front of me.
Well, yeah, there are cars that do have sensors for that, but a self-driving car, there's just far too many variables that...
No, but I'm saying that Tokyo actually has one, and has it driven down a main street to a destination.
Really?
The Tesla cars can do it itself too. They can take you from point A to point B. But they still warn you not to fall asleep while driving, just to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they have 18-wheelers in Tokyo where the driver seat literally turns 180 degrees and the truck drives itself.
Yeah, I haven't done a whole lot of research on this one, so.
But I'm saying they have it, but what do you call, how do you make one life more important than others? Because as humans, we make that decision.
I feel that that's a topic for something else, honestly.
Well, I mean, it's the thing that got me with technology is that how do we make these things and how are we going to make these things make these decisions?
But well, sometimes we can't even make the decision ourselves. Sometimes it just happens too fast and there's nothing we really
can do. We rely on instinct.
Hold on,
happens in those situations.
Real quick, back to my topic, what we're talking about, technological advances, like medical technology. I believe all life is sacred. Should all life be spared? Yes. But all life does not have the same value. Be real. All life does not have the same value.
I agree with that.
Okay? Yes, all life is sacred. All life needs to be saved. But when it comes to people, okay, for me, say if my mom was dying and Nick's mom was dying, I'm going to save my mom because she's more valuable to me, honestly. Yeah, I know Nick's mom, but I don't know her well enough that I would sacrifice my mom's life for her.
Don't worry, Nick. If it was between my mom and your mom, I'd save your mom.
I would too. All life doesn't have the same value.
That's funny because my mom says if she's dying, just let her go. Don't save her ass.
Yeah, well, damn. There'd be two dead moms.
I believe life is sacred and needs to be saved. But when it comes down to the hard choices, you literally have to weigh the value of a life.
Uh-huh.
And that's a biased opinion. Not all it like surgeons have a near unbiased opinion of all people they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Do they try to save every life? Yes, they do. But have you guys ever seen Scrubs?
Some.
I don't like it.
Okay, well, in one of the episodes there was a thing where there was this guy who got in a car accident and was in a coma for 6 months. And they had another patient who needed a heart transplant straight away. Well, this kid was never expected to wake up from his coma, and they could use his organs to transplant it, but it would kill him because it's a heart transplant.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of, it was basically a contest, and a lot of surgeons were trying to get him. Well, the character literally talked to him and learned about him
and all his life and all the stuff he did, basically how he lived. And when it comes to that, you can't have that opinion when you're a doctor or a surgeon. You literally have to, like, be like, everybody's just a dead body needing to be saved. You can't have an opinion, because when you have that opinion, that split second that takes you a second to think about it, that can cost you a lot.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's why doctors are not even allowed to work on their own families.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard with doctors because we as humans are biased the moment we get into any conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Anything. We're biased.
Well, judging situations and people is a survival instinct we've had for years.
Yeah, this is true. So, but, it's not a racial thing. It's not anything. Some doctors will try to save two people. Say there's a black one, a white guy, and a Mexican. And they see the Mexican, and hey, they're Mexican. They're sympathetic, so they choose that. It's not their fault. It's also just a bias. It doesn't have to do with race. It's just say, hey, no, okay, maybe I like this, maybe I like that.
It's
human.
Yeah, it's back to
the
old times.
It's called being human.
We saved the people in our tribe before we saved others.
Yeah.
And it's not that we hate the other people in a different tribe. It's just people in our group we care about first and foremost, because it's just the people we know.
Yeah. Any comment, Nick?
No, sadly no.
Yeah, I just see you playing around there, so I'm like...
You're just agreeing with everything?
No. I probably have.
You have agreed with almost everything. But yeah, it's... Like, with medical technology, well... Nanobots. I don't think nanobots will be an idea. I think they'll be...
They're actually
closer to an idea.
Coming up with something fairly similar.
Yeah, there'll be more of a thing in 20 to 25 years. I believe that nanobots will be closer to being a thing, if not already.
Yeah, I think it'll be by 2025. It'll already be in use, but they're not really that far advanced.
Yeah, they'll be there, but not usable.
Okay.
No, I think it'll
Here's
be usable,
another thing.
But...
Something that I've always wanted to create was a fully functional prosthesis. 20 to 25 years, I can guarantee someone will make it.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, how do you think that's going to work?
Well, okay, that brings up the RoboCop, one.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, depending on how they do it, a body can now be hacked.
True.
Depending on how they do it, that person, say they're a track star and they lose their leg. Well, now they have a bionic leg. Well, that bionic leg can now push them farther, faster than any human could.
Yeah. And
I mean,
so should they really be allowed to continue racing?
Well, but I mean, wouldn't that be unfair in the beginning to let them not? But I mean, in the same place, just what we're about to go into technological wise is going to redefine a lot of things we thought we knew.
Wait, isn't there like a TV show where like prosthetic arms and stuff came out and there are some people who agree with it, and it basically there's like a social difference now.
Yeah, there's a documentary on it.
There's also a video game that does that, where it's called Death's Human.
Yes, there we go. That's what I was thinking of.
But in the beginning, the people that got the prosthetics were actually of a higher caliber because they had the money to get it.
Yeah.
But then this one psycho job knew that the Illuminati was going to do some shit and take over everyone.
Uh-huh.
So he did it, so he flipped a switch and everyone went on a rampage. And then the second game you come in and all these people that have prosthetics and stuff are now considered slums, assholes, idiots, murderers.
Uh-huh.
There's the divide because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's also the movie I was talking about earlier. They use the prosthetics through the chemicals of the human body. And the baseline of the chemical line was just no emotion at all. And if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. In the very beginning, there's a guy playing a guitar. Well,
the RoboCop movie.
Yeah, he was at first he was doing fine, and then as he got excited and more passionate about it, he kept messing up. And the doctor says, you can't get excited.
You can't get emotional.
Yeah, you can't get emotional because the robotic arm just won't sense it. It won't sense it correctly. And he goes, how am I supposed to play music without passion? And I believe that's how our prosthetics will be in the beginning.
I don't, because...
I don't think they'll be able to go that far in the beginning.
No, because... I think
it'll be, like, several years afterwards. Well, because being able to determine, like, what signals emotional and what not, I mean, that's
well, kinda... see, I meant more for, like, an accurate, like, close to human-like prosthetic.
No, okay. Because they've already gotten it to where they can basically make nerves.
Yeah, that's how they do it now, is they hook it up to your nerves.
No, I mean, like, they can make, like, a nerve connection continue, as in they actually have, like, the technology to synthesize nerves.
Well, I thought they hooked it up to your nerves.
That's how the latest ones are, but right... Yeah. But they have, there is one that actually has the electrical capacity here, and it actually continues on, so it can define the signal that's going here,
mm-hmm.
and define it as if you want to raise your arm.
I like how we're having visual representation on an auditory show.
I'm going to do that no matter how many times you point that out, so I don't care. Anyways,
I just wanted to let everybody know that we're having visual representation right now.
So it goes up your arm and say, because all the signals come from here, right? Come from, say, your elbow up. All the signals come from at least your elbow.
Yeah, because that's where all the muscles are.
Well, no, because also the nerve endings. That's what control the muscles. And so the nerve endings are sending electrical pulses, but the electrical pulse, say, to close your hand is further down.
Yeah, it's...
So the nerve ending...
At the wrist.
Yeah, so the nerve ending here is still sending a signal from your elbow. That's why some people still feel they have their limbs when they don't.
Yeah, phantom limb syndrome.
Yes, but they have... I think they found a way to decode that signal and send it to the arm to depict closing the hand... raising, whatever. It's still an experimental, and they have a lot of coding and stuff to do, but I think...
I can't tell if this is going over your head, or you're just, like, really deep in thought.
I'm actually pretty deep in thought, trying to just process everything right now.
Okay, because you're, like, just, like, sitting back, just relaxed, just, like, whatever. And I'm like, is this going over your head, or are you just, like, deep in thought trying to understand all this?
I'm really trying to understand all this, so...
See, just... and I never understood how the chemical one would work.
Yeah, because I don't understand the chemical one either, because you lose electrical signals, not chemical responses.
Yeah.
But maybe it just uses your body to determine... Like, you know how there's, like, serotonin, dopamine, or all that shit... To determine your happiness level. And
oh, yeah. Cause
maybe it just determines that in your body.
The
chemicals.
Tenseness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when is it anger? I think it's anger. Your body will get tenser, and when you're sad, your body will relax more.
No, not just how tense you are, but the chemicals are going through your process, like going through your brain.
Yeah.
So when you're like happy, a certain chemical just releases more, and there's more of it in your body to give you this happiness feeling.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going, was like your muscles will tense up the more you're angry, so you're like, it's harder to move, rather when you're a different emotion, it's just...
I don't think
don't think you'll be able to tell by how tensing up your muscles doing, because you could be
too
working...
Much sensory.
Not too much censoring, it's just... The robotics can get confused itself, not knowing if you're getting mad or if you're doing heavy lifting.
True.
You know? That's why I'm saying by the chemicals of your body, the amount of chemicals you're leaving. So, I don't know what dopamine does. Does dopamine help you fall asleep, or does it promote happiness?
I think it's happiness.
Happiness. So, when you're happy...
I thought it was more relaxed.
No, dopamine is, I'm pretty sure, happiness.
Hold on.
I thought it was... Yeah, look up.
let's do some research on this.
Okay, well, anyways, while you're doing that, I don't think many scientists... I've looked into this field some. I haven't recently.
I haven't done a whole lot of research on this one, honestly.
But I don't think many are focusing on the chemical reactions of the brain, mainly because of how you would have to get that signal to the arm by implanting a microchip or something.
What do you mean?
Because most of these chemical reactions you're talking about happen here, in the brain.
Yeah.
So they would have to have a sensor in the brain to tell which chemical reactions are happening.
And they could do that too.
They could, but I don't think many people would.
Serotonin affects your moods and the flow of messages through your nerves.
Okay, so depending on if you're happy, how fast electrical signal gets from point A to point B.
I don't know. I just never saw many that were focused on the chemical reactions.
Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Well, that's just to detect, because we were going back on that iRobot where he can't play
Passion or something. RoboCop.
Like. RoboCop.
The newest RoboCop.
Serotonin and dopamine. Dopamine's that fight or flight response.
Oh. So we were all wrong.
That's what it's saying, but I don't think that's accurate.
No.
Yeah, see right there.
The main feel-good chemicals are endorphins, oxytocin.
Yeah, endorphins, that was it.
Yeah, serotonin, dopamine. Those are those feel-good feelings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The way they rated that doesn't...
Let me see.
And then I kept rating. Crystal? Cortisol.
Weird.
Cortisol. That's what it is.
Weird.
Cortisol is your fight-or-flight response.
That's the bad feeling.
That anxiety, presence of danger.
That's the thing is, I think they're going to go more based off of the electrical impulses.
Okay, but see, being able to defer what electrical pulses does, I think it'll be the harder thing to do.
True, and depending on how they do it, though.
Yeah, I mean, because they already have something where, like, there's like a little thin piece of tape where they put in your spinal area and helps people who are paralyzed from the waist down get their legs back.
There's a small little procedure. They stick like a little tiny little piece of metal in between two spinal discs, mm-hmm. and it helps with spinal discomfort.
Did y'all also know that they were using virtual reality as a means to get some people that are paraplegic actually the ability to walk again?
Really?
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to where the brain thinks it's walking.
Phantom limb syndrome. It causes phantom limb syndrome in your legs.
And it actually starts to rebuild the muscles and everything on their own. It's really cool.
Yeah, if your brain thinks something's happening, and if your full body feels it, your body will basically adjust to it.
Yeah. So pretty much, you think in the technological advances, there'll be more medical advances than anything else.
Yeah, I think our medical advances will be the fastest growing over anything else.
I could definitely see that.
I don't.
No?
No.
Because of all the... I think medical will be the second.
Okay, what do you think will be the first?
War.
Military technology.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's sadly true.
Everyone's like, fuck, he's right. They're like, fuck, why are you right about this?
Yeah, and then with the military technologies, medical technologies will advance. Because
they spend more of our budget is spent on medical technology.
Well, for America, yes. Yeah. We spend more than the next five countries combined.
Yeah.
I think it's five. Maybe four.
Yeah, it's five. I don't know. Yeah, our military budget's insane.
And, again, think about all the military advances we don't know about.
That's true. Like, drones. Drones were thought of, like, 5 or 8 years before they were announced.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So they've been around for some time.
It's just now they're coming into the public light.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. In 20 to 25 years, we'll also see military technology that is right now behind the works that civilians can't see.
Wait. Have y'all seen that thing on Facebook? It's like a video where it shows... How, I think it was the U.S. who developed, like, a quote-unquote Iron Man suit. And basically, it has, like, a little hydraulic system or whatever to help the soldier run longer for a longer period of times while charging a battery that's in it, allowing you to use your machinery.
Oh, it's a kinetic battery?
Yeah, like a kinetic battery as well.
Well, no, but I remember this test that was a while back ago about an exoskeleton suit. Where the dude was lifting 500 pounds or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they like had Advanced Warfare.
No, it wasn't in a game. I know that, but
Advanced Warfare used exoskeletal technology to help the soldiers be better,
and
stronger,
still
faster,
move a door.
So on and so forth.
And the cutscene couldn't open a goddamn door. Anyways!
Oh yeah, every door was a cutscene.
Anyway, so yeah, he was doing that as a test, and they actually had to suspend the test. Because the machine was doing the work instead of the human doing anything.
Really?
Yeah, he was lifting 500 pounds, and he was going on for, like, 12 hours or so. And they found out the machine was slowly doing the work, so they had to cancel that test, because they want more human input in the machine.
That's crazy, though.
And that was a couple... That was when we were in high...
For 12 hours?
For about 12 hours, if I remember correctly. But this was back...
12 reps.
12 hours. This
12 hours of lifting, benching 500 pounds?
Yes.
The robot doing the work? Yeah.
The exoskeleton suit.
Because literally at the end, it's just human stretching in the end.
But...
Mm-hmm. With the machine doing all the work.
You do realize this was back when I was in high school.
Yeah, that's... about how many years ago, guys?
Four or five.
So back imagine...
2013. Wait, in your sophomore or junior?
I think this was my junior year because I was in an engineering class.
Yeah, because we have engineering classes where we create robots now as a class.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if that was then, think of what they've modified and made it now.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember in middle school looking up robotics, you would see people create, like, walking spiders and all this other cool stuff. Like, basically, the Transformers, or not Transformers, but...
Oh, did you see a guy like actually made a Transformer?
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that was so badass. Yeah.
Did you see that, Nick?
See what?
The guy actually made a Transformer.
It was a mini one, and it could transform.
Really? No, I have not seen this.
No, yes. There was a guy that actually made a full car transform.
Oh, I've only seen the mini one. I haven't seen
seen the one where he makes like a full, full semi-truck on those 18-wheelers.
No, the one I saw was like a little... I think it turned into like a cube, and then it could like transform into a walking robot.
That's cool, guys.
Yeah, we're on the cusps of either some amazing... So maybe in the next 20-25
years from now, there'll be a lot more than just military.
We might have walking drones instead of flying. Yeah, so... Ones.
Well, see, the thing is, we're on the cusp right now.
Meaning?
Meaning that all this technology is about to break through.
Uh-huh.
And whoever's in power when it does...
You're going to make a lot of money.
No. Decides where the world is going to go.
That too. I got another one. Going back to medical technology, Jurassic Park, when it becomes a question of if I can do it, should I do it?
Yeah.
Like, bringing back dinosaurs and trying to use them for military tactics...
Jurassic World.
If I could do it, should I do it? Well, I think you should, or someone else is going to do it.
Well, really? Explain more.
I mean, that's how I always felt. It's like, if you're not going to do it, that's fine. You don't have to do it, but someone else is going to do it down there, like maybe 10 years, 20 years from now, while you're probably still alive, and you'd be like, damn, I should have done it.
Well, see...
Because that person might use that invention for like a bad use while you're trying to use it for a good use.
I see where you're coming with
that. Well, okay, guys, there's a theory of mine that I've been looking into, and I kind of think it's one of those inventions that should not be invented.
Okay,
so basically, we all know matter is made up of three things, which are protons, neutrons, and electrons, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Manipulate those three things, you can make matter into anything else.
Yeah, because it's just a matter of adding and subtracting them.
But you see where the problem lies, right?
You could literally create anything out of nothing.
No, not out of nothing, because you're just changing whatever matter you have there present into something else.
Like,
so it would be a cost, almost like alchemy or something like that.
Yeah, it would be.
Old age alchemy.
Because I got the idea off of Full Metal Alchemist. And I said, why isn't this possible? And I did a little research, and it is. But here's the thing. Out of this air we're breathing, with that technology, someone could easily make a nuke within 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can make the air so thick people can't breathe.
You wouldn't even have to do that.
True, knowing that, just if you think of the currency rate, the prices of gold will go down.
No, there wouldn't be a currency. Currency would be matter.
It would be simply make what you need.
Yeah. It would simply be, hey, I need more matter to make more things.
I can whip up my own burger now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's kind of like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. He was literally doing that. He was changing matter into something else. And the problem was, the food was pointless. He could literally just ask, hey, what do you want? And he can make it, and it would just rain the food. And it actually caused problems down the road. It caused too much food.
Well, see, I mean, it's not what... It's the hands that use it is the biggest problem in any advancement in technology.
That's true. You're always going to find that anything, one person that misuses it or uses it.
A weapon's... anything could be a weapon in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything.
And I think that's about 30 minutes, so any closing statements?
Wait, hold on. I want to hear your finishing argument of why that shouldn't be created.
Well, okay. Because, one, you're a kid, right? You have this technology to make anything you want. You have not been taught wrong from right. Someone pisses you off.
The moral compass kind of thing. Okay,
that,
yeah.
And then you have sociopaths. Oh, hey, I want to kill a lot of people. Oh, look, they're dead.
I don't know about y'all, but when I was a kid, all I wanted was candy. So even when someone pissed me off, I don't care. I want candy. I want candy now.
I'm a sociopath,
it becomes a moral compass kind of thing. The difference between right and wrong. Just because I can make something, should I?
Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is, I think too many people
would abuse it.
Yes.
Every single person would abuse it. Even, oh, I wouldn't abuse it. No, you would.
As kids, just imagine, especially as you're teenagers, doing shit. It's like, oh, let's just make an atomic bomb for no fucking reason.
Even adults would abuse it. They would make money so they could buy stuff for their kids, their family, to get them better. Like, everybody would abuse it. You can't tell me there's not one thing in this world you don't want.
All you have to do is just wait for that one.
Something you want but don't need.
Yeah, but see, here's another thing. Okay, we're all geeks and nerds. We haven't had a lot of girls and all that, right?
I don't know, man. Speak for yourself.
Shut up.
Shut up.
How many times
I'm talking about you, Wes.
I mean, I'm not going to comment. Anyways, moving on.
Think about it.
You could make... anything. You see a girl you like, okay, I easily want to make that.
That's so boring, though. I mean, I'll probably just make her go just to fuck her. Like on West, have y'all seen that shit?
But yeah, that's why I see... Yeah, we're not going to revisit that. That's why I see that invention is one of the things that could happen, but I'm not going to pursue.
I love how the audience never knows when we're cutting in and out.
Oh, now they do.
Now they do,
but it's funny as hell because we cut it in and out and we come back to random shit.
But see, Wes, why don't you just invent it and come up with policies now? Because if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it. But... And what if they don't come up with all these policies that you're thinking of?
He doesn't have the technological.
It's no, the technological I can figure out. I'm good with technology. It's more the mathematics.
Oh, that's easy.
Not really, because you have to be as precise with each electrical impulse to attract each proton, neutron, or not a neutron, neutrons are neutral, each protons and electrons into a certain orbital pattern around a nucleus for the electrons, and then you have to be able to precisely position protons in the nucleus.
Yeah, because you separate them, you get, boop, atom bomb.
Yeah, so you have to be...
And if you put them too many together, again... that's something else. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
Is that fusion? When they all stick together?
I don't think so. Well, actually, it's called... It might be.
Is it fission or fusion?
I think it's fusion.
Fusion, yeah.
Anyways.
And then there's cold fusion, which uses, like, negative temperatures.
Yeah, cold fusion technically doesn't exist as far as we know.
Really? I thought it... Oh, yeah, it's a...
It's a theory
that's being explored.
It's a theory that two scientists back in high school said they found, but no one was ever able to replicate their finding.
Yeah, I've never even heard of any of this stuff.
I've never heard of cold fusion.
Well, yeah, I think I have.
It's often described in sci-fi.
Well, see, the reason why people want cold fusion, because nuclear fission right now requires a lot of heat and a lot of extra energy and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it
if it has a meltdown, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Atom bomb.
Cold fusion.
No, dirty bomb, actually.
Yeah, dirty bomb.
Dirty bomb.
Basically, it's a atom bomb, but instead of blowing up and causing destruction, it causes radiation throughout the place.
It's more like a gas bomb, but with radiation.
Yes, that's a bit more accurate.
It's just a dispersal of radiation.
And radiation, depending on what grade, can last forever. You can have radiation literally last forever.
I mean, look at Chernobyl right now.
Yeah, Chernobyl is barely... Only the outskirts is walkable. You can't go towards the center. It's too dangerous. Mm-hmm. Even with the safest equipment, you can't even get near the center of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So. Are we good here?
Yeah.
Now, his technological advance is 20 to 25 years into the future.
Do you have any closing statements? I've made all mine.
No, I'm good.
I'm pretty good.
All right, guys. I guess we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.